are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episodes, where everything good as life is worth discussing. We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before conspiracy time with Elmo.
Hi.
And right after, nude swimming with Don DeLuise.
Wow. Okay. That is definitely... No, I don't think so. That is definitely not happening.
Oh. Well, today our are we going with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, cool. Love to introduce you to our guest, good old boy Mike.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you all.
Good old boy Justin.
For joining me once again.
Good morning from far away.
Good old boy Nate.
Hello.
And then myself, good old boy Barger, which I'm here for comic relief all afternoon.
So many buttons, so many opportunities.
This is our smoke segment. It's all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked, almost anything.
Well, how come when you say almost, I absolutely know what almost is.
One day.
One day.
One day, Mike.
One day it'll all be legal.
I thought this was a show about Elmo.
Yeah, one day. That's for sure.
No, he was on before us. All right, today
is Elmo on edibles.
Yeah, right? Today we have one of my favorite type of episodes. We have another blind. A blind.
Even blind Freddy could see that.
Right. He's seen it through the day. Well, we're going to do our last blind episode. It was a $5 blind episode, which we had a lot of fun with.
Yeah, that was really great. And so if you want to go back and check that out in our back catalog, we'll
do it.
It's a completely different price point and completely different lineup.
Completely different episode. And we have one extra member of the cast that's not here with us today on that one.
Yep.
Check us out. Good old boy Drew, we miss you today, buddy. And just wanted to let you guys know, today is our $10 blind segment. And I'll have you know that I stayed in $10.
Barely.
No. Out the door, under $10.
All right. So what happened in the $5 blind was that I failed to describe some of the rules of engagement.
Five-ish.
And some of you guys chose like a $15 Petite Lancero or Cigarillo.
No. Mine was $3.99 retail, actually.
And you would have been done with it. So we had minimum requirements for
Mike laid down the law and said, you can't give me this, you can't give me this. You know, only give me this and I'll only smoke that. And that's what happened.
Yeah, so...
Yep. No, it was fine. It was fine. It was a good episode, and I really enjoyed it.
It was a good episode. I enjoyed the entertainment factor of the creativity that some of you employed.
Yeah.
Not.
So one thing I want to get into is I want to talk about blinds a little bit. This is kind of a concept that a lot of people don't do in their everyday lives because, you know, we are creatures of habit inherently. And people don't like to be suggested upon things or don't like the people to just hand them things and say, smoke this. Well, some people do, but some people don't. So if you don't, here's a couple of points I want to just throw at you guys to where you can maybe get out of your comfort shell and find yourself in a blind tasting. So one, it's a really new way to try cigars that you've never tried before. What do you guys think about that?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Two, you might find something you have would have passed over because of bias. You didn't like the branding. Or you didn't like the way the cigar looked or the color of its cigar. I'm guilty of it, too.
This is a complete waste of time.
Absolutely. I've thought that myself on multiple occasions and then surprised myself. So, number three, it's a good way to have a good conversation with shopkeepers.
Step right up and play the game. Be a winner.
Yes, it is.
I think that if you have a local smoke shop, go to the local smoke shop and engage in a conversation. Ask your cigar shop. Say, look, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars on cigars today. I don't want you to tell me what I'm buying. I want you to pick out this many sticks, and I want to try some things I've never tried before. What do you guys think about that?
No, I agree. I've been selling cigars for 10 years now, and I've done that with a lot of people. And you have people who will tell you, I hate this brand. I hate this cigar. And then I love just wrecking their world when I'm like, no, that was the thing you hate. And you know, I mean, it's so much how our mind plays tricks on us. Cause I have cigars that I smoked 14 years ago that I've actually like never revisited. Cause I'm like, oh, nope. And who knows? Like my life has changed completely since then. My palate changes. So who knows?
Yeah. The palate changing is a big thing. And I don't think people realize that, especially in the cigar industry. I know in the wine industry and the spirits industry, people understand that palates formulate to different things that they're exposed to over time. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, you know, I think that the way that consumerism, you know, can play into, you know, choice of cigars is a bit more entrenched than maybe some other choices that you have in life. So I always think of consumerism being exercised in grocery stores, you know, probably is the most, you know, common place. Do you buy, you know, the same potato chips that you bought 5 years ago, that you bought 10 years ago? Do you buy the same brand of butter that you bought five years ago, that you bought 10 years ago? And I think that, you know, part of what we do when we're exercising choices, either to consume as a food product or in this case as a cigar, those elements of consumerism creep in and are entrenched in a lot of the decision-making process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think part of the difference is that because, you know, smoking a cigar, especially at this price point, is, you know, it's a bit of, I mean, it's $10.
Yeah.
You know, you should take a little more time. It's not a bag of $2 chips.
Right.
So, you know, leverage those professionals that are there, you know, in a retail setting. You know, enjoy our shows and our episodes where we cover and review, you know, a broad range of products as well.
Yeah. Again, if you have not listened to the $5 Blind episode, I encourage you to go back. And even the Big Smoke episode that we go over, we tried some things in our Big Smoke episode that we weren't used to trying as well.
So, you know, I think that like many of the products we talk about on Sip, Suds, and Smokes, I think this is a great chance for you to step out aside, stop, you know, smoking the same brand that you've been smoking for the last 15 years. Yeah. And I know that it's just a very, you know, transactional thing. I mean, you're more concerned about how long is your car parking or who knows, you know, that you didn't want your car to cool down and you have to warm it back up, you know, as you go into the shop. You're more concerned about that than you are really picking a really great quality cigar. So I would encourage you, and I would say one of the tactics that I've done of creating my own blind is walking in and saying, listen, I want to spend $40. I don't really care what you pick. I want you to choose some things that would fit in. You can ask me three questions max, and then you can pick the products. I'm going to be happy with whatever you do, and put it right back on that professional to put together a flight or a stick, you know.
You know what, send me your money and I'll make a blind for you.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's one tactic you can take is, you know, from a, you know, total budget experience of setting up, you know, a flight. Yeah. You know, there are some retail shops that I know that they have basically a grab box.
Yeah, they're grab bags.
And, you know, what they do is they just take all the bands off and they just go, well, you know, you can have any cigar in here for $5.
Yep.
And, you know, if you want to know what it is after you smoke it, you know, ask us and we'll tell you, you know, what it is. And sometimes I'll put a code on the outside of the wrapper or something like that.
So like a QR code on the bag or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So
now another last talking point on it is, you know, it's really fun to do with your friends. So what I like to do here at, you know, Sips Other Smokes is I like to stump Mike. I really enjoy it. I liked giving him things that, you know.
I think it sucks.
Yeah, he does think it sucks. That's for sure.
It sucks.
But to get him something in his hands that he's like, I don't like these things. And then you put it in his hand, he's like, well, it was okay.
Yeah, right.
You know? Hasn't happened yet, but it will happen.
Dr. Hater.
Yeah.
So
good old boy Nate is going to go over our smokes ratings today for us.
All right.
And he's going to do it in his best French accent.
Can't do that. But so, all right, we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sip Suds and Smokes rating plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, this sucked even before it was lit. 2, do you really have to light this 3 times?
Only if you live at Justin's.
And 3, very nice. Now, just go away so I can enjoy this.
So in the true fashion of blinds, we're going to start with Nate. And Nate is going to go over the cigar that he picked for us. And then we'll have a short break, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Cool. Yeah, so I picked actually Wildfire Cigars, brand new cigar, the Wander. Wildfire is actually a good buddy of mine. He used to work for Caldwell Cigars. But so this cigar is rolled in the Cavalier of Geneva factory in Honduras. It is a Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper over Nicaraguan Habano binder and 4 fillers from Dominican Republic, broadleaf Pennsylvania, Jalapa, and Paraguay. That was a Corona at $9.99. Just hit the shelves. It's a great smoke.
Wow. So, you know, I really thought that I came close to getting the rat. No.
No.
Not even remotely close.
Samsonite.
No.
was way off. Yeah,
you were almost there on another continent. You know?
Oh, man. I think it was a good choice of a good blind pick for us, for sure.
I knew it would be a curveball.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back with our ratings.
Surf iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back, and Nate is going to give us a brief overview of the cigar, and we're going to talk about it real quick.
Yeah, so for my blind, I had picked the Wildfire Cigars Wander. It is the Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper.
Nailed it.
Over a Nicaraguan Habano binder and a Dominican Pennsylvania broadleaf, Jalapa, and Paraguay fillers.
I can't believe Mike nailed it. He nailed it.
He could taste that Sumatra.
He called it.
Yeah, so while we were in break, of course, Nate was, you know, he was like, oh, Mike, what'd you pick? See, I wrote Nicaraguan natural wrapper.
Huh.
I know. Not oh. I
know. Interesting.
He is way off.
I know you're all like.
I think that sucks.
He is way off.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's go over our notes for these cigars, guys. I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying I think it was very spicy off the light, which I enjoyed. A third of the way down, it mellowed out really nicely. Halfway down, the flavor was trailing off. It was a still good draw, and it was a still a good taste, but it wasn't over the top after halfway. And it was kind of getting a woody field fire taste. And that's for me. Now I'm just throwing out terms that people are going to be like, what does he mean, woody fire, man? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it just like a tobacco barn when you're driving through the woods in Kentucky and you smell that tobacco barn, kind of like the Drew Estate fire cured. Like, I kind of got that a little bit off of it a little bit. But I liked it until it hit that point, and then it turned. But it finished out really mellow and kind of leafy to me, which I enjoyed the finish, but like that last third, I kind of struggled with a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling that the lucky number is going to come up for me here. So I wrote down it was a super easy draw. I did guess that it was a Nicaraguan natural wrapper. I actually wrote down zero spice.
Really?
Yes, with like sweet hints of flowers in the middle of it.
Huh.
And the second third, actually, I thought it was actually a little, even a bit sweeter. That came around and a bit bigger, you know, bigger, more flour, but still like zero spice. I thought it was a really great medium body stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Justin?
I thought it had nice construction. The draw was easy. It had a great burn, produced a beautiful ash, subtle flavor, went out a few times, but pretty good overall.
Well, why did it go out?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Kept smoking it. Maybe I watched too many TikTok videos.
That's possible.
In between. That would be affirmative, puffs. Ghost Rider.
All right. Well, Nate, tell us about it. Why did you like it? Why did you pick it?
So Jeremy, actually, the owner of this brand, is actually probably one of my closest friends working in the cigar industry. But I smoked this cigar and I knew it would be something different, maybe a little unique for people, but also, and when he created this, he said he wanted to use tobaccos that weren't widely used, but at the same time, giving it a feel that might be a little familiar. So I just love his brand, what he's done with it. He's tried to create cigars that have a little bit more of a rustic feel to it. And you said kind of that like bonfire-iness. It's called Wildfire, but the thing I love on his bands, it says actually leaves burn, but stories live. And his whole thing is about actually people coming together and enjoying his cigars together. And that's kind of what birthed his whole thing. So that's what I just thought it'd be a good pick.
Well, that's kind of along the veins of why I enjoy blinds. Like, you think about it, blinds, like if we were all sitting in a room together, well, we are, but except for Justin's at home in Florida, you know, but we often like to challenge each other, whether it's in something that we drink or something that we smoke. Hey, try this. Hey, try this. Hey, try this. And I think that's what kind of helps us, like, dig deeper into our friendships. Like, you know, do I trust this person's palate? Do I follow what they're saying?
After I guess the rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Man, listen. But I think that it helps engage a conversation. Like
Nate on friend list. Nate.
Yeah, right? So, but I've been there. I get it.
You've been on that part of my list? You put Nate there yourself?
I stay on that part of your list, Mike. Come on.
All right.
I have a sleeping bag and a cot. But anyway, it's like I enjoy that conversation. Like, nobody knows what's in this bag and we're going to grab something. You know what I mean? Like, that is awesome. We could sit around at a campfire, burn barrel, fire pit, whatever you want to use in your life. A Ford Explorer in your front yard with a fire in the middle of it. Who knows? And sit down with your friends and talk, man. That's what really drives blinds with me.
So, Nate, I hear that this wasn't really something you picked, like, this is your go-to stick under $10.
Yeah, well, for me, it will be. Okay. And honestly, so I just smoked
this. That's good.
No, I mean, it literally just came out about 3 weeks ago. And no, this is his other cigars in his lineup, I say, would be a regular for me. And I knew that this one would be one for you guys. But no, this is a regular production cigar that, no, I absolutely would smoke every day. Yeah.
Well, I guess part of what was even feeding into some of my own decisioning was, I mean, do I pick a stick that I've had a lot of them? Like, you know, I've had it 20 plus times and it's, you know, like my go-to stick, you know, under $10. Or do I pick something that I just want to stump the chumps? And you guys think that you have a, you know, a $20 stick and it's a $2 stick, you know?
Yeah. You mean like last time?
Right. I will get even. So that was what I was curious about.
I
mean,
it's kind of a bit of both, but I think it would be, I knew it would be something different and unique that you guys may have never, wouldn't encounter on a normal basis.
Yeah. Well, we should rate, and I think we're going to move on to a conversation, right?
Yeah, let's rate it.
All right,
we got a smokes rating of 2. I think that I want to revisit this cigar because the way it started is like on par with my palate. But when I got halfway down that cigar, it just, it could have been when it was, the time of day. It could have been what I paired with it. Could have been anything.
And that was his Corona. It also comes in a Robusto and Toro as well, which can change so much the flavor.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about that on the last episode of our Caldwell cigars, how flavor can change in different ring gauges and ring sizes and girths.
Yes. So at a topic worthy of discussion today, so I have a relative that is a police officer at a local municipality.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, always walks away with very interesting stories. And so I had one very recently that I could not stop laughing. It was just, you know, you try to make stuff up and, you know, it's definitely out of the file, things that drunk people do that you just never even thought remotely that they would end up doing. So I'm not going to tell you his name or the municipality or anything like that. And frankly, even the name of the individuals, you know, that were involved in this is really not, you know, that it wouldn't make the story more enjoyable. So he had pulled over. I'm sorry. It was a hit and run. And so he was there with the person that got hit and their car got hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was there writing up, you know, the information about it. And so the guy is sitting there and he's like, well, did you see, you know, what or who hit you? And he's like, yeah, it's a silver car. And he's like, well, do you have anything like more descriptive, like the brand or anything else? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, was it an SUV or a sedan? And, you know, he at least knew the style of the car itself. It was an SUV, I think.
Sure.
I'm sorry. It was a truck. So he's like, so you want me to drive around town looking for a silver truck? This is
with a dent in it.
Yeah. With a very big dent in it. And he's like, well, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, not practical that we're going to do that. I love Justin. He's probably heard this story, you know, 20 times over, you know, at work every day, right? There just needs to be a clown and a pastry delivery person in this storyline, right, Justin?
My clients with those victim descriptions never get caught.
Right, correct.
Right.
So I only know the one that has it on video or they have the license plate. Otherwise, they never get to my office.
There you go. So so he's sitting there, he's taking down this information, and he's like, well, you know, I'd really love to, you know, find, you know, the truck that you're describing, sir. And so they're both kind of looking down the road, and they, you know, there's this car going, it's a truck going really, really, really slow. And so the guy, you know, they both kind of looked over there and it kept on, you know, coming towards them, but it was like really going slow, like almost like 5 miles an hour.
Right.
So, then all of a sudden the guy said, well, you don't have to drive around town looking for a silver truck. That's the truck that hit me. And he goes, that one right there. And he goes, yeah, the one that's coming right towards us. Oh, and he goes, well, is that truck even moving? And he's like, does it really matter? That's the truck that hit me. And he goes, sir, that truck would have me going a lot faster, you know, for it to cause this damage. And he goes, it was, but it's not now. I'm telling you, that's the truck. And it keeps on creeping closer towards him. This thing's going like 5 miles an hour, right. You know. I mean, it looks like somebody's losing the turtle race. This thing is going so slow.
It's in neutral, just rolling.
I don't know that it's barely even in drive, you know, at this point. So all of a sudden, the thing is coming on the two of them, you know, with this patrol car and, you know, the car that got hit. And it just keeps on coming towards them. And so He's hollering and screaming and jumping up and down to get the driver's attention to go, hey, you know, put your car in park or stop or whatever, you know.
Cease, desist.
Yeah. And so he drives right towards the police officer and he's pounding on the hood. You know, he's like, stop the car now. And all of a sudden he just steers right in and hits the patrol car.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
And so he reaches in. The driver window is open and he's telling the driver to put it in the stop, and he was so drunk he didn't know how to do that. And so he managed to get the car in or the truck in park and to pull the driver out and threw him on the hood, you know, of the patrol car, you know, and cuffed him right there. Then figured out that not only is, you know, the driver wasted, but the passenger is wasted as well. So it's two, idiots in paradise, you know. And the whole time, the victim's going, that's the truck. That's the truck that hit me. That's it. That's who hit me. And, you know, and so, you know, the cop's going, yeah, I think I got that part. Yeah. You know, yeah. So
we hear you.
And he was so mad that his patrol car got hit, you know, out of the whole thing. And, you know, so he's sitting there talking, you know, to the driver, and he's like, do you know where you are, Earth? You know, oh, Earth. Lord. He's like, do you know your name? And he's like, no, but I don't know your name either. You know?
Oh, my it's word. Like, you know, who are any of us?
No, so, but I so don't right know now, your name the thing either. Is, that's perfect.
Is Justin is going, have him call me. You know, I'd love to pick him up as a client.
I think it
sounds
that's
like a two-for-one special.
I think that's the name of our episode. No, but I don't know your name either.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, you seen another car lately? I hit something, you know. Yeah, so, but I was just when you watch the publicly released footage out of this, by the way, that truck was going just so slow. It was just so comical how the thing was kind of creeping up, you know, on the whole thing. It was just really hilarious. So I really enjoyed, and he always has a lot of amazing stories. Justin has probably, you know, 400 stories like this, you know, from the base of his clients all the time. So it was just missing a pastry chef, though, and a clown, though, right?
Oh, man.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
To make it a really good story.
Well, I think up next, Mike's going to give us his blind cigar.
I am. So the product that I picked for you guys is Aladino. It is the name of the brand for this, and it is the Elegante that is with a Cameroon wrapper.
I knew it was Cameroon.
Yeah. So here's some information about the Aladino that I had for you. The Cameroon wrapper is singing right from the start. I'm sorry, those are my notes. This is from Honduras. It is a medium strength. It's a natural wrapper. It is Cameroon. The filler is Corojo.
Corojo.
Yes. So that's some basic information about the cigar itself. So this is an Encore. So this is somebody that sold out to Davidoff.
Okay.
And that's what I really loved, you know, about this particular cigar, you know, the most, is that this was somebody that, you know, sold out and they just wanted to stay in the industry and do something that they were not doing in their previous product line. Sorry.
Smoke another one, Mike.
Yeah. Great balance, great construction, a nice even burn line, a good even draw and flavor for the first two-thirds. I wrote down it had a subtle sweetness and creamy touch of spice entering the final third. So I just, I really love the storyline, you know, behind this brand, but I really like this cigar. I believe it was around $8.
Okay.
For this particular
cigar. I'd pay $8 for it.
Yeah. So what'd you guys think of my blind? And did you even get close to Cameroon?
I did actually.
No.
I did get close to Cameroon. So off the light, I said it's very enjoyable. It's a flavor bomb. I said halfway it was still spicy and a bit stronger even. So far, I didn't have any complaints with that cigar, and I wondered what the wrapper was, and then I had landed. I was like, it's got to be a Cameroon or San Andreas, was my thoughts.
Huh.
So, and then I said, it finished strong with good flavor.